Welcome back to Relevant, the podcast that aims to make Jesus Christ a more real and relevant part of every day.
Today, we are so lucky we get to have a super sick guest on. His name is Jake McCleary, and he is a videographer, content creator, marketing specialist, who we came across thanks to the Instagram algorithm.
Love the algorithm.
But he does these really cool drone shots and throws general conference quotes and speakers talking about Christ over the top. So he just has a really cool way of integrating God into his content, and we're really excited for you guys to hear our conversation with him. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jake, for coming onto the podcast. We're excited to hear your story and a little bit more about you.
We're seriously so excited. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. It should be a good time. I think I told you guys this is my first ever podcast, so who
knows?
You're
gonna kill it. First of hundreds. You're just gonna go. It's gonna be awesome. We're so excited. And you, I think I was most impressed by just how beautiful of a drone videographer you are. You are incredible. Yeah. Like, you are seriously so good. And we thought we'd start out with, we want to hear the story of how did you get into it, and how did you get into involving God in it too?
Yeah, so I got into drone stuff just because I was going to school at BYU Hawaii. And it was kind of hard to, I don't know, like all I had on me was a GoPro. And so I wanted to get better footage and stuff. And so there was just like, if I knew I had a drone, I'd be able to get a lot better footage of like, of everybody cliff jumping or, you know what I mean? Surfing like that. Yeah. And so that was my first big camera investment was a drone. I bought a drone before I even bought a camera, like a real camera. Nice. That wasn't a GoPro. And it just kind of...
Do you recommend that? Should I just go straight to drone?
Honestly, no. Any tutorial you'll watch, it's always like, buy a camera first so you learn the, you know, how to use a camera before you get a drone.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't do that. And so I bought the drone, and that was, my first big, like, camera purchase. And so I bought the drone, and I just started doing drone-like stuff. And so I started filming weddings, too. Once I bought a real camera, I started filming weddings. And that first video I posted is actually of the Payson Temple. I was filming a wedding at the Payson Temple, and there was a thunderstorm coming in, like off in the distance. There was a bunch of lightning in the distance and a storm. And I was like, it'd be a really cool idea if I could get a shot with lightning in the background. And because it was in the distance, so it wasn't like dangerous or anything like that. But I put the drone up, and I just put it up there for like 20 minutes. I like wasted all of the batteries and just waiting to get a shot. And I finally got like two lightning strikes. It wasn't anything crazy what I wanted to get, but I got the shot, and then I used it in the wedding video, like the intro shot for the wedding video was just that shot with the lightning behind it. But I wanted another way to like share that clip because it was really cool besides just posting it. And so what I did honestly was just Google LDS quotes about storms, and I found one about a storm, and I used that as an excuse to show off that drone shot with the lightning behind the Moroni that I liked. And and that was kind of how it started.
Okay, why do I love that it was kind of a coincidence? I just feel like there's so much, especially if anyone who's listening goes to his page right now, you will see he's very good, very, very good at taking good drone footage. And now you're so good at implementing gospel stuff into it. And I kind of love that it started out as this kind of little accident almost. Like, I feel like it's such a testament of by small and simple things. And I think anyone listening, like, hey, if you have like a random accident or a random happenstance thing, and then God just kind of slips in, like, maybe run with it. Maybe see what could happen. I think that's awesome.
How long have you been doing the quotes then? Like, when did that happen?
Honestly, it's not super long. I had started doing it. Oh gosh, I don't even know when that first video was. It was a couple months ago. It wasn't it wasn't that long ago. Like, I've been doing drone stuff forever, but I didn't start doing church quotes forever or that long ago. So I would say probably end of like last year sometime. So not super long.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's so fun. I know. They're fun to watch because I feel like there's something about nature that really brings the spirit. And then obviously there's something about the word of God. And so then just combining the two, like as a viewer, you really just get this like hit, this short hit of the spirit. And so obviously if we, the ones receiving it, are feeling the spirit, then like odds are you're feeling it while you're creating it. And so I just kind of would love to hear like how you've seen God guiding you in the creative process.
I didn't really see, like, I didn't notice him guiding me in the process really until after I started posting. And then I realized that maybe like there was something there, because after I started posting, people would send me, like, I'd get messages like, this is exactly what I need to hear right now. Or like, this is an answer to a prayer, or like stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I've got quite a few of those messages where I was like, I was literally wondering this, like, I'm about to go on a mission, this quote helped me or whatever. And that's when I kind of realized like he is guiding me, but not really. I don't notice it while it's happening, because like I don't get some big crazy revelation about what quote to like use beforehand. Yeah. I just go through some of my favorite quotes and I'm running out. And I mean, you'll notice that. Yeah, my page is basically a Jeffrey R. Holland fan page, because 90% of the time it's just a Jeffrey R. Holland quote, just because he's my favorite. And so I'm going to have to start branching out soon. But it's just kind of, that's how it all started. And yeah, we'll just kind of see where it goes. Hopefully the videos just keep getting better. And yeah.
That's cool.
That's very cool. Awesome. So what is your process for choosing quotes? Like, do you just top of mind, like,
now I have kind of like a couple quotes lined up where it's not so hard, but sometimes Sunday would come up and I'd be like, oh no, I gotta go read 15 general conference talks and find like a quote that I think is good, or it's just something I heard during that week, and or it's just some quote that my wife and I had been talking about or something like that, where it's just, I think, just a quote that I think would be good for people to hear in nowadays, because there's a ton of quotes that obviously all the general conference talks are good. I'm not saying like none aren't post worthy, but sometimes there are some where, like, Jeffrey Holland is such a good speaker where he is like a good, you can pull any line of his and it kind of grabs your attention right away. And so that's why I love using his too, just because they're super powerful. And so I am always open. People actually send me quotes sometimes. They're like, this is my favorite quote if you want to use it and stuff. And I've used that before. So anybody has a quote they want me to use, I am open for it, because it's I'm gonna run out of Jeffrey R. Holland quotes here pretty soon, so
I need new ones. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. It. It's so fun to hear a little bit of the behind the scenes of all of it too.
Yeah.
And so you are marketing and videography, both really good at it, and I just would also love to hear, like, how have you felt, How has it been fulfilling to use what you're good at for God's glory?
It feels good, because I thought about that before, about how I can use videography, because I don't know if you guys remember that church video a while ago that came out. It was the Because of Him, the Easter video. It's kind of old now, but that video is honestly one of the reasons why I make videos, because that video made me so like hyped to make videos like that. And obviously that's like full on production and stuff like that. I'm not nearly that good, but like, it's like something where I could share a post where it makes somebody feel like I felt watching that Because of Him video. So if you haven't seen it, like, go look it up, because that video is awesome. It came out on Easter a long time ago, and I remember watching it again on my mission thinking like, I want to do this. And so I want to make videos like this. And so it's been rewarding like that, just because I think I've been able to give that not only to myself, but to some other people, the feeling that I felt watching that Because of Him video. And I've been able to connect with a lot more people trying to do the same thing as me, like sharing the gospel and sharing good messages and stuff. Because honestly, one of the main reasons I started doing these videos is I was just so tired of seeing so much anti-gospel, anti-church stuff out there, like so many influencers announcing they're leaving the church, and like it was just all negative, all the stuff that I was seeing. And so I wanted to put something positive out there, so that I didn't realize there are so many accounts also doing that, putting out positive stuff. That just wasn't what the algorithm was showing me. But now that I've been posting all this stuff, one of the blessings of posting this stuff is now I hardly ever see that kind of stuff, and I only see pro-gospel and pro-Christian stuff. And so that's been a big blessing. So I don't know if, you know, thank you algorithm for that, but either way, that's a blessing. And then another one was just being able to connect like personally with some other people, some other big creators who are also members of the church, who are also trying to spread kind of Christian messages and dealing with some of the trials that come with that, some of the comments they get and stuff. And they give me advice on how to handle it and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. yeah, it's just been rewarding that way. A lot of blessings have come from it. And it's just strengthened my testimony too, seeing there's a lot of other people who love those messages as much as I do, because those messages get shared like crazy. And it's awesome seeing people send them. And I have just this morning playing basketball, some guy I was playing with, he said at our young men's, it was their turn to share a spiritual quote, and he pulled up your video and stuff like that. And
oh,
so
my
it's
gosh.
Like, I get yeah. texts from people, screenshots of like their family group chat and stuff like that, where it's like, hey, your video made our family group chat and stuff like that. So it's kind of cool yeah. seeing that, just seeing that people want to hear this kind of stuff. And so it's nice to be able to provide that for people.
Yeah. That's, and you provide it so naturally too. Like, it just feels like, cause not every single one of your posts is like strictly gospel. Yeah. You know, you have like some really beautiful like mountain shots, and like, it's really well integrated into like other nature footage. And I just feel like you do a really good job of making the gospel relevant and making Christ relevant, but not like, but integrating it into your daily life. Like, it just yeah. feels yeah. like a natural part of it. And so like, how, I don't know, what is your recommendation for people who maybe want to share the gospel online, but it just like feels so unnatural?
I mean, I think it started out unnatural for me, because if you look at that Payson Temple video, that was nothing mm-hmm. like any of my other previous posts. Like, most of my posts before that, even most of it now, a lot of it is just travel stuff. My wife and I love to travel, make fun videos about travel and just, or pictures of my wife. Like, that's all I really posted. And so yeah. it definitely wasn't natural until I started doing it. And then it got more natural. Like, and I think that just comes from being passionate about it, because posting that travel stuff is super, or like brand stuff or whatever the videos I make, it's super natural for me to post that stuff because I'm passionate about it. And I really want people to hear it and see it, see my work. And so now when it comes to the gospel, I think the best way to be natural about it is just to realize you're passionate about it. And it's so much easier to share something that you're passionate about than it is mm-hmm. not. Like I make a ton of videos that I never even post any, like for work, I'll make videos of retirement homes or assisted livings or something like that. Yeah. Where it's like, I'm not super passionate about that, so I'm not going to share it.
What are you talking about? I think about yeah. those all the time.
Yeah. So I'll send you all my videos, because I do a lot of those, but I'm not passionate about them. And so I'm not going to share them. Yeah. And so I think yeah. with the gospel, if you're really passionate about it, and you might not be, and that's fine, but it's just easy to share something you're passionate about. And that's why I share the gospel, just because I'm passionate about it. I don't really like when people spread like false accusations and false rumors about our church and our religion. So I kind of wanted to counter that by putting out a message. And I'm just, yeah.
Yeah. That's such good advice. It's so true.
Yeah. I love what you said also about like, at first it kind of wasn't, but that's just kind of, you yeah. got to start from somewhere yeah. and then it becomes who you are. And then
yeah.
it's so natural.
And like the first couple of videos, it was kind of, I didn't really enjoy making them so much because they're really tedious, adding like all the captions and stuff like that and making it and yeah. editing out. Because General Authorities, they talk really slow. And so I want to edit out, you know, I want to edit out the deep breaths and the mouth noises they make and stuff like that. So it's like,
right.
it's really tedious to make those videos. And I know there's got to be a better efficient way to, like a more efficient way to make them, but I haven't figured it out yet. So it takes a while. And yeah. so I didn't like it at first. But now it's fun making them just because I've gotten better at it. I think, yeah, it just comes along. The more you do it, the more natural it becomes and the more fun it becomes. And now I don't really see it as a chore, but I'm already planning. I already have the next three quotes planned out and stuff like that. So I'm just like excited yeah. about it now. So,
right. Yeah. I think it's so funny. You're so humble about like how it started. You're like, you know, but like, I just wanted to show it off. Like, don't think I'm all that great.
But
the thing is, what's so cool is the fact that in order to like make it postable, what was your go-to? What was like, what popped in your head? Oh, like, I'm going to put a gospel quote on here. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know what I would have like picked a Billie Eilish song and slapped yeah. that bad boy on there. You know
hey,
what I mean? Like,
I
don't, yeah. yeah. But like, that wouldn't have been like my first instinct. You know what I mean? So yeah. I think like, I think it's such a good lesson for us and everyone listening that, like, hey, if you're living the gospel, if that's just like an integrated part of who you are, if it's relevant enough to you, then it will just naturally and instinctually just seep into what you're doing and what you're good at. So you can humble talk this, but we know that you're actually pretty dang awesome. So thank you so much for those comments.
Yeah, of course. And yeah, it's been definitely a testimony builder for me, just because I, seeing how much people love it and like how much people share it is not just cool because I'm like, oh, people are sharing my video, but it's people want to hear this stuff and like people are out there, because sometimes social media can be so toxic and stuff like that. Yeah. And like, I try to keep it out of the comments sometimes, but then when I delete the comments, people are like, why are you censoring me? And I'm just like, yeah. Oh boy, you know what I mean? So it's just like,
yeah.
And sometimes it's just exhausting to deal with, but seeing how often these videos are shared is just, it's an awesome testimony builder to me, just that people are out there trying to build the kingdom, and giving them a way to share the gospel is pretty rewarding, and it's pretty fun to see.
For yeah. sure.
Because you make it so easy to just yes. send a meaningful quote to someone, you know, just like, oh, look how sick this is. Mm-hmm. And there, the gospel is integrated yeah. into it.
Yeah. They're so shareable. Like, sometimes there are some things where I see and I'm like, oh, like, this would be really good, but like, it's kind of too much. I don't know. But like, there's something about like the fact that it's nature and it's just like so beautiful. Like, I think it's also really approachable. Like it hits both. I think it makes sense that you're also really great at marketing, and that's your other, you know, passion, because like it really hits these two markets, you know, it hits everyone who's really into nature, AKA every human being on the yeah. planet.
Especially then, Utah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. And then anyone who wants to hear about God. So mm-hmm. you really cover a lot of ground. It's awesome.
Yeah. Thank
I love you. Also what you were saying about just like seeking out good messages, because I think that we were talking about this earlier, but like it's really easy to think that, oh my gosh, everyone's leaving the church, or people these days don't believe anymore, you know, and mm-hmm. we need more people like you who are just willing to share testimonies, because there are so many of us that believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior and who love Him, and it's so good to see that we're not alone in that, you know, like see His light around us in other people. So,
yeah. And yeah. I do feel a little guilty when people say like my videos, cause I'm never on camera. I don't like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not me saying yeah. any of this. It's just me pulling from apostles and sharing their yeah. words. And so they're like, I like your videos. And I'm just like, it's not really me. It's just, yeah. you know, I'm not the one. I don't like being on camera and I don't like talking. And so if you look at my page, I'm like rarely ever on camera talking. And so yeah. it's, yeah. So anyway, I do feel a little guilty sometimes that I'm like, it's not my stuff. It's just, I'm not coming up with yeah. ideas. It's them talking. So yeah.
But you're putting in the work. You're yeah. making it yeah. get out there.
It's yeah. so true.
I'll take a tiny, tiny bit of credit, but not, yeah.
Tiny bit of credit. Okay, well, we'll give you a chance to give some credit to God. How would you say, this is, we love ending the episodes with this question, since our podcast is called Relevant, and we really do try and make Jesus Christ not only feel real, but relevant to everyone, anyone and everyone. So we just love to ask the question, like, how do you make Jesus Christ relevant in your life?
I think if you look for Jesus in your life, there's ways to find Him. Because some people feel like they'll comment, like, it's all about, you know, I get so many different comments on these videos that I post, and a lot of them are, oh, it'd be nice if I felt that way, or it'd be nice if I felt mm. God in my life, and something like that. Mm. And I think it's sad, because I think if you look in your life, there's so many ways that He is there. And it's, for me, it's, I recently quit my full-time job a couple months ago to do videography and just to focus mm-hmm. fully on video, and seeing the opportunities that have come from that, from just taking that leap. Like, I prayed about the decision. I did it. I prayed about it a lot, and it was kind of a risk, you know, going from a full-time job to being self-employed now. But just seeing some of the things that have happened along the way has been really cool. Just one random share, like when we were reading a little bit ago, a couple weeks ago, on Come Follow Me, about Nephi building the boat. It says in one of the chapters, I'm probably not going to get this word for word, but it says that he was basically taught from time to time how to do it. And I think that's just how my life's been, how this business has been. It's just when I turn to God instead of like turning to my own knowledge, even when it comes to just building this content business that I'm trying to build, it always works out, and it's always way less stressful, and it's always just way humbling to know that I don't know anything. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I don't know anything. And if I rely on him, I can find comfort, and I always find the next client and find the next thing to help me build my business and stuff like that. So that's just when it comes to business. But when it comes to like my personal life, he can help you with literally like anything in your life. Like, I do believe that he's in the small details of your life. If you look, like my wife and I, we met through a total coincidence, if you'll call that, out in Hawaii. I was living in the same house all 4 years I was out there, except for one semester. I got kicked out of that house because they were renting it to a professor, and it was so annoying. I had to move everything, and it was such a pain, and the rent was more expensive. But then I was in a new ward, and in that ward I met my wife. And then I met her. And then the next semester I was able to actually move back into that house that the professor, because he didn't take it. But I probably wouldn't have met her if I wasn't forced to, you know what I mean? So it's just like seeing these things later on, when you look, it's easier to look back and see Christ in your life than it is to see it right at the moment. So if you're struggling to see Christ in your life, I would just look back and just see if any coincidences were actually Christ kind of leading your life.
That's so awesome. That's
beautiful.
Really, that was like such a perfect way to end the episode. So we will end the episode. Thank you so much, Jake, yeah, for coming on. We really appreciate it, and we love talking God with you. And
yes.
Yeah, thank you guys. Keep doing it. You guys are killing it. So.
Thanks.
Thank you. Where can people find you for those who want to see these drone videos?
I would just say my Instagram. That's really the only social media I'm on. Okay. I'm not really on TikTok. It's just my social is just at Jake M. McCleary. Yeah, you can catch me there. Send me a message. Say hello.
For sure.
Send him some quotes so he's not writing on Jeff, you know?
Other than Jeffrey R. Holland, send me some of your favorites.
Well, everyone, we will throw all his information in the show notes. Feel free to check him out. Follow him so that you can repost his stuff, because it really makes Christ feel so relevant, and we love it. So, we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Even though,
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love Jeff. But,
awesome.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's true.